It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In the height of summer and with back to school around the corner, we might expect to see lots of kids out riding their bikes, but they're not doing that as much as they used to. According to data from the National Sporting Goods Association, there's been a big national decline in the number of kids riding bikes. A recent report in The Atlantic finds a number of reasons for that decline, including concerns about safety and communities designed more for drivers than for bikers and walkers. My colleague Rob Ferret recently talked with Wisconsin experts and high school students about bike safety in the state. He starts with Bob Schneider, professor and co-chair of the Department of Urban Planning at UW-Milwaukee.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, I was emailing back and forth with you about this national article saying, hey, there's this decline in kids riding bikes. From where you stand as somebody who watches urban planning and design and safety for pedestrians and bicyclists, what are you thinking when you hear that news?
Yeah, I wish we had better news about that. It's certainly something that we want to see more of. That is kids biking we'd like to see exercise and health benefits, independence, socialization, awareness of community, all those benefits that come from bicycling. But indeed, bicycling has gone down among children over the last five decades or so. We have data from 1969 travel survey that showed about half of kids walked and biked to school. Now we're at about 10%. In the latest data. And so we're, as a community and the kids themselves, are missing out on some of these benefits.
What do you see as driving that downward trend in kids biking and even walking to school?
Yeah, researchers really look at trends in biking within the lens of travel behavior. One of the key things is availability and awareness of a type of transportation. After that is convenience and cost, then safety and security, and also enjoyment. So when we think about availability, do families have bikes for kids? Do kids have access to a working bike? We have about 53% of households in the U.S. that own a bike on the latest data, compared to Germany, which has 80% household bike ownership. And in the U.S., 85 or 90% of households own a car. And so bicycling is a little bit disadvantaged in that way. So some of the efforts to get kids access to free bikes or repaired bikes, things that the Bike Fed does, those are really important to increase that availability and make people more aware of biking. When it comes to convenience and cost, some changes that have happened over time are our development patterns across metropolitan regions. There's been more development that's spread out and makes distances to activities for kids, schools, but also other places that they might go farther. And so it's just a little bit less convenient to go by bike if it takes you longer to do that. And so parents will often drive their kids around to various opportunities for activity. I think a really important one that you touched on already is the idea of safety. And we know that bicycle fatality rates in the United States per mile ridden are 3 to 6 times higher than in countries like the UK, Germany, Denmark, the Netherlands. And so I think parents have a sense that roadways, across the country in many communities just feel dangerous because of the cars that are around. And so efforts that communities are doing to develop low-stress bike networks, that includes trails and protected bike lanes, neighborhood greenways or bike boulevards, and really lower speed limits through traffic calming measures are all things that are trying to be done to make the streets safer for kids and make parents more comfortable letting their kids out and bike. And I think also important is the aspect of enjoyment. And certainly many people really enjoy biking, especially kids. The activity itself, being out and getting the activity that way, seeing it's good for the environment, good for health. But there's competing technology and other activities for kids' time. Does that type of stimulation through technology replace some of the outdoor activity that kids had gotten in the past, such as bicycling? So all those travel behavior factors may have, you know, played a difference, may have impacted the overall biking levels over time. And some of the strategies that are being done in communities today are trying to reverse that trend.
And I want to talk about the kind of the philosophy of how we design communities and transportation. And there's been a, and we've talked about this before, Bob, the distinction between, okay, this is a road where the goal is to get cars through as quickly as possible versus this is a street where the goal is to make sure multiple users, cars, pedestrians, bikes, and maybe others can all use it safely together, maybe at the expense of, you know, slowing those cars down a little bit. Do you see us rethinking that, especially in residential areas and areas where there are schools where we're thinking more, hey, these are streets, not roads?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the core components of Safe Routes to School programs and initiatives. I also think that over time, as more kids get back into bicycling, they will develop more of a consciousness of streets as public space. Streets as places where people walking, people biking are welcome and encouraged, and so that it'll change social attitudes towards that so that we don't exclusively design for high-speed cars. Instead, have more of an attitude like, yes, if we go a little bit slower in our cars and devote a little bit more space for walking and biking, we will end up creating more benefits for the community as a whole.
And Bob, if there's somebody out there listening saying, hey, I look around my community, I don't feel like it'd be safe for kids to bike here. I would like to change that, but, you know, we're not flush with cash. We don't have a lot of resources to completely overhaul our town. What would you suggest as some economical ways to make a difference and make it, you know, conceivable, make it approachable for kids to bike, at least to school?
For sure. I think there are a number of things that go along with Safe Routes to School programs, but there are bike trains, biking school buses, you may call them, where kids will bike together in groups. That's an opportunity to experience what it's like to ride, but also have the companionship of others. And it adds an extra sense of security when doing that. I think events like open streets that have been done really a lot since the pandemic in communities where streets will be closed off to through traffic, but really prioritized for walking and biking, gives a chance for people to experience the street like that in their neighborhood. And those open streets locations can rotate around to different places. Some of them can be near schools, especially. One other thing I should say when it comes to traffic calming is that there are things called temporary treatments or rapid implementation projects that a number of communities have tried, simply using flexible posts and paint to show what types of new bike lanes or protected bike lanes could be added, new curb extensions, and they're done at a low cost and can be reversed if they need to be, but it's a good way to experiment and see what that type of new traffic calming can look like.
Bob, thanks for joining us today.
Sure.
That's Bob Schneider, professor and co-chair of the Department of Urban Planning at UW-Milwaukee. We're talking about kids, biking, safety, and the way we design our communities. Now we'll turn to the Wisconsin Bike Federation. It advocates for safer routes to and from schools, helps teach kids all over regions around the state how to ride a bike. Michael Anderson is the Milwaukee Youth Program Director at the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Michael, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for thinking of the Bike Fed. We're excited to chat with you.
Well, Bob mentioned this idea of safe routes to schools. I know this is something that you work on. What kind of things have you seen work to make communities more bike-friendly for kids going to school?
Yeah, the Wisconsin Bike Fed has been working on safe routes to school efforts in Milwaukee Public Schools for our 20th year now. So we've seen all sorts of strategies and programs work. I want to point out the question of where small towns could start or people with less resources. Bob brought up a really great example of like those active streets, those quick implementation. And we've got a school on Milwaukee's west side called Bethune Academy. It's along a street called Galena that connects two parks, very what should be child-friendly spaces. And in the pandemic, that became what the city called an active street. And we utilized that, getting kids back and forth for camps. Then the neighborhood and the residents became more familiar with us. And that has now led to further investment of actual traffic calming infrastructure a few years later, as well as recently a Paint the Pavement project where the students themselves were out there making art. And that piece helped the community then to view the infrastructure more as a community asset rather than just another ugly piece of concrete.
And another piece of the puzzle, Michael, that you work on that Bob talked about is access to having bikes and bike repair. When I chatted with you briefly about this topic earlier, you were in the midst of a program. You do a lot of hands-on training with kids on safety and bike maintenance and stuff. What kind of work do you do?
During the school year, our core content is a really intensive two-week bicycle driver's ed program. For fourth through sixth grade, we tend to target. And that's about 1,200 kids in the district a year. My colleague Anthony also manages our bike shop at North Division High School, as well as manages his own set of teens who are out with a mobile bike repair unit at different play fields through the summer. And they're fixing up bikes for the community for free. The other thing that Anthony does at North Division is as bike donations come up, we fix those up there with some of the teens from North Division High School. And then kids that are in our bicycle driver's ed program, we try to prioritize them to receive those bikes. So now we've given kids the tools and the experience that they could actually do that ride themselves.
And Michael, you've got an internship program where you've got students themselves advocating for bikes and safe biking. Tell us a little bit about the internship program.
Yeah, so like I said, we've had 20 years in MPS. Most of that was working explicitly with kindergarten through eighth grade population due to grant functions. And last year we were able to hire another lovely colleague, Alora Correa, who manages our Active Transportation Academy. It's another Safe Routes program. So she's doing bicycle driver's ed and clubs and training across the district. But in the summertime, she's got four interns from one of our partners just down the street on Galena at the Tiefenhaller Park called the Peak Initiative. And we've got four interns that are with her all summer long, getting exposed to things from walk audits, bike audits we'll be jumping into this coming week. Right now they're shadowing my team of instructors and helping lead camps for fourth and fifth graders. So that's one of the great experiences that they're having right now as well.
Michael, we're going to turn to those interns now. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So let's meet a couple of those interns. Jaden Simmons-Willis is a 12th grader at Wisconsin Lutheran High School. Jaden, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good afternoon.
And Naomi Murphy is an 11th grader at Milwaukee Lutheran High School. Naomi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
I want to ask each of you about your biking careers. Let's start with you, Naomi. When did you start biking and how much do you bike now to school or elsewhere?
I started biking when I was around seven, when I started getting into it, especially because I lived in a community where it was full of kids. So it was usual for you to see kids biking to the nearest park or just biking around with friends. My biking has decreased because I did move, and where I moved to is more of a bigger intersections around their place. So it's not really the safest place to be biking, but I do bike in the morning to my internships while the traffic is low.
And Jaden, how about you? What does your biking history look like?
I started biking when I was around five, I'd say. I learned in after I fell off a couple of times, and it stuck with me since then.
And do you bike now when you're going back and forth to school, Jaden?
I'd say no, because my school is 10 miles from my house, so It would be a long journey to bike.
That is all.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah. Now, can you let's talk about the internship now, Jaden. What kind of work have you done with Bike Fed when it comes to the internship?
We've led bike camps at Carver Academy, and basically what we do is we come in, kids who don't know how to ride a bike, we teach them how to and try to facilitate them away from the group so they aren't made fun of or embarrassed for not knowing how to ride a bike. For the kids who do know how to ride bikes, we'll typically follow the leader and set up a course for them to ride through to explain safety in the street and also turn signals and braking. And then we finish up with all the leader so they know what a street ride will look like before we actually go out on the road with them.
And Naomi, can you talk about your work with the internship? What are some of the things you've enjoyed doing?
Some of the stuff I've enjoyed doing during this internship is just working bike camps with the kids and just seeing their joy in their faces when they get on the streets and just start riding safely. And when we get to our destinations, just them having the connections with the other kids around them, just riding their bikes and just seeing the joy on their faces.
I want to ask each of you for one change you'd like to see in your neighborhood or in the roads around the city that would make it safer and easier for kids to bike around. Naomi, let's start with you this time. If you had that magic wand, what is one thing you would want to change?
One thing I would want to change is more protected bike lanes, like a barrier between the street and the bike lane, just to make sure it is safer and no cars could come onto the bike lane while any biker or cyclist is biking, just to make sure that it's an extra barrier of protection right there.
And Jaden, what's one thing you would want to change to make biking friendlier for kids in the community?
I'd say just bike lanes in general, because there are some areas that don't have bike lanes. And if you choose to ride your bike through there, you would be about 2 feet away from cars riding past you. So I'd make that change, because some intersections, you can't really go all out with things that will slow down cars or infrastructure.
And finally, if there are people out there, families listening with kids, what would you say to encourage them to give biking a try if they haven't yet? Let's start with you, Jaden. This time, what would you say to those families?
I would say start by using a trail and see how you enjoy riding just in general before you decide to go out into the street. And then if you do make that leap and decide to go out into the street, I'd say learn safety and your turn signals and how to signify that you're braking.
All right. And Naomi, some words of encouragement.
I would just say spread awareness, especially to the child, about the safety when you are cycling, just to make sure they're aware of their surroundings. And also just make sure, it's a fun thing to do, but you also got to make sure you put your protection out there to make sure that your child is safe.
Oh, could I add one thing?
Go for it.
All right. Wear helmets. Helmets are very important.
All right. Jaden, thanks for talking to us today.
No problem.
Naomi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Jaden Simmons-Willis and Naomi Murphy. Both are interns at the Wisconsin Bike Federation in Milwaukee, talking with Rob Ferret. Earlier, we heard from Michael Anderson, Youth Program Manager with the Bike Fed, and Bob Schneider, Professor and Co-Chair of the Department of Urban Planning at UW-Milwaukee.